Good morning. We are on item one. Again, we welcome the minister and entourage and appreciate the presence of honorable members. And this meeting will hopefully address the issue that has been very close to honorable members' hearts for some time, understandably so. This is Africa's century. And South Africa has the honor, on behalf of the whole continent, and in fact on behalf of the world, to host the FIFA World Cup. And I also want to thank honorable members of all political parties, including the Liberation Movement, and the minister, for the constructive way in which we debated our budget vote last week. Vote 13, eh? Thank you very, very much. All those who were selected or who volunteered to contribute to that discussion did that in splendid fashion. And I must thank the Honorable Minister for the historic way in which you presented to that debate documents and items of extraordinary importance to the history of the people of South Africa. May God give you the necessary strength and the wisdom never to tire in that campaign. Many future generations will thank you for it. I think the best way to welcome one another would be to invite the Director General to demonstrate to this portfolio committee his skills in the area of disc dance. The minister, we've reserved for her the opportunity to demonstrate how she can blow the vuvuzela.
She can. <clears
and I offer to be goalkeeper for Bafana Bafana. You realize all I need to do is to stand between the two poles and I'll fill the whole space. And I can even fall asleep in that position. And all the balls will have no choice but to hit part of my body because the space will be full. Mr. Manuleka will be our striker. Any volunteers to do whatever for Bafana Bafana, Honorable Chua?
The defender.
The defender. And we want to hear from other political parties.
Nothing.
So what will you do?
I'll just be in the midfield, Chair.
Okay. Any other contribution?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought someone would step in as referee and be fair and objective. I don't need a referee.
No.
Okay, it will be player and referee at the same time.
No.
Okay. We have been invited to wear Bafana Bafana jerseys, World Cup t-shirts on Fridays, and I've heard this morning that they will also be worn on Sundays, because there's an overwhelming majority of our worshipping people who are engaged in prayers for Bafana Bafana Bafana. So they want to take their t-shirts to their places of worship on Sundays. It's very interesting. Yes.
Now we're busy. We're busy praying, Minister. We're busy praying.
Yes, this one has to be formal prayer.
Yeah.
You know, wishing something good.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing something good for them translates into a prayer.
Yeah.
With these words, I'm just trying to provide an appetizer or starter for item three. And our hope when we come to that item, Honorable Minister, and your entourage, is that we'll hear and be able to identify the possibility of visiting a place or two before the 11th of June to see for ourselves with our own eyes the relevant contribution by the department. If in your input, you know such attractive places, don't be too humble to mention them. We are on item two. Apologies. The secretary has received none.
Chair, I think maybe it's just an oversight, but Mrs. Van der Walt is still ill.
Who?
Honorable Van der Walt. She still has tick fever.
Are you sure?
I think so, yes.
Okay. I'm just saying in case she's healed already and she's moving around somewhere and God has performed a miracle and you come in and announce and derealize what has already happened. So you sure?
I'm not that sure. I haven't seen her this morning, so and I haven't checked with her secretary, so I'm just assuming that.
Often the chair asks inspired questions, so that's why I wanted us to be 100% sure.
I can't be 100% sure, but I think there's a strong possibility.
Oh, okay.
But I will check, Chair, and I will get back to Lusanda so that it's an official apology.
Okay, because we've made it clear, our position is that there must be written apologies. That day she said she leave earlier because of that plus the other thing. And today we've not received anything. So until we receive something, we will not apologize on her behalf. Thank you very much. Minister, we are on item three. And I made my welcome a little longer because I saw the entourage interacting there. I wanted them to finish the interaction. Please. Honorable Minister, is your mic working?
I grew up in the rural area, so these things are not there.
I'm surprised I didn't see you.
You are in the north, I am down in the south.
Okay.
We have here a delegation from the Department of Arts and Culture. On my left is DG Themba Wakasi. Next to me is Ms. Tutu Majibuko, our project manager for the 2010 World Cup project. And next to her is acting DDG Dr. Chokweni, who is responsible and supervising World Cup program. The DG will be leading us on this presentation. We will look first at the national programs, many of which have already been started, like the My 2010 School Program and the Fly the Flag for Football Mobilization Project. We saw members, some members have been trying to do the DG then. But those young people were too fast for me. But I hope by June I will be able to catch up. And then we will also look at...
Committee members, you hear that? You must do oversight on that aspect. Monitoring and evaluation.
Bring the report.
And we'll call in the general.
And then we will look at the actual projects and activities that will be taking place just before the World Cup and during the World Cup. We will also look at the opening and closing ceremonies, which are some of the projects that we are doing with the LOC and the City of Johannesburg. Also, we will brief the members on some of the projects that have already been completed. For instance, last year we also participated and contributed financially to the Confederation Cup opening and closing ceremony, and also to the final draw, which was held in Cape Town on the 4th of December. Thank you. I will then hand over, honorable members, to DG. To brief the members. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I grew up in Kukuletu, but it's also doesn't seem to be helping. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you, Minister, honorable members. We will start with the presentation. The presentation will actually take two forms. One, we will give a general overview of what has been happening, and then we will zoom in on some of the projects that we are involved in, particularly the project that involves and that would be the infrastructure project. There are projects which are just basically geared towards performances, concerts, and so forth, and that would be happening during this period. We thought that we will not get involved in those. But we will give you a sense of how many projects, how much has been allocated in those. Also, Chairperson, there's a lot of activity that is happening in our own institutions. What we are going to be presenting mainly here is something that has come out from proposals from individual organizations and provinces. There's a lot of activities going on in our institutions, such as the Market Theater, the State Theater, Playhouse, Art Space, and so forth. In our museums, exhibitions are going on, if we go and that. That is activities, those are activities that have come out of our allocation to the institutions in their medium-term expenditure framework also budgeted, prioritized their budget for 2010. And as I said, now I will just deal with the stuff that we have received from individual organizations and provinces, host cities, and so forth. Now, the overview of our program, honorable members, is that it's divided into four. And first, we are dealing with national programs. The national programs include Fly the Flag for Football, and which is going on very well. If you travel throughout the country, you will notice that people are flying the flag, they're putting the flag in the mirrors, in cars and so forth. And yesterday I saw one friend who attended his FLK, Mercedes-Benz, completely in the flag. And it actually looks beautiful. And we are very pleased with that campaign. It's going on very well. And it also addresses one of what has been our biggest challenges, popularization of national symbols. And there, I think we have made, we are making a very good progress. And I think it's a legacy that is also going to go beyond 2010, our attachment to the flag.
And just to add, yesterday the mobilization group was in Soweto, and there was six way houses had flags on their roof.
Yes.
Sorry, maybe Chairperson. I would like to know, even before you continue, is this the state of readiness, how art is ready for 2010?
It is a state of readiness. It's a psychological state of readiness, and it's a patriotic state of readiness. And artistic readiness, but it also just reflects, you know, the pride, you know, we are of us hosting, we are good hosts, and it also, I think, does something for the Bafana camp when they see the whole country, mobilized around them. One of the things which was quite very important was that last week, lockdown was tapped to capacity, and the Bafana was there, and it was just beautiful to see that crossover. It's not just only soccer, it's like everybody is being mobilized. And of course the flag was there. And so we're very proud of the work that we are doing there. And then, honorable members, there's my 2010 school adventure, a school project. This one started in May 2008, and it just finished last week. And it has been a sustained program throughout. And then of course we are also involved in the public viewing area, and and all of this is really aimed at showing us South Africans as good hosts, proud host to our guests. Then we have got a second component of our program, which is Celebrate Africa program. And this talks to the fact that we have said that this is an African welcome. And we will have we'll start this month with Africa Day. And with Africa Day, we will be featuring South African artists, and we will also be featuring artists from the host from the five African countries that will be participating in the World Cup, and that will be happening at next to the airport at Ekurhuleni. And then we have got African villages, which will be showcasing crafts and so forth from the African continent. And the overall purpose here is, of course, to address that commitment we have made that this will be an African World Cup. Secondly, it is also aimed at building unity on the on the continent. I must say that there is also a sensitivity that we need to address, that we are actually addressing around the Africa Day celebration, because it can very easily be song and dance and Africans doing what they're supposedly good at doing, singing and dancing. And not addressing the actual content and the history of the Africa Day, and actually that is very critical. The question of public education around Africa Day, why Africa Day, and so forth is one of the things that we intend to foreground during Africa Day. We will be facilitating radio discussions, radio debates, and so forth. We have got the third leg, and that third leg is a DAC program. And as I said, the DAC program are divided into the programs that are being done by our institutions, our museums, our playhouses, and our galleries. That is the work that has been factored into the project. And then also, we are then working with the PVA, and with those PVAs, we are partnering with the provinces. And this is where we're going to be showcasing South African musicians and slam musicians from the continent.
And PVA is acronym for
Public Viewing Areas. My apologies. And then African cuisine and so forth and fashion there. Then we have also will be publishing the tournament guide, and that tournament guide is a guide to the visitors to show them that we are not only soccer football loving nation, but we also have got arts, we also have got culture. And we will be directing them to galleries, to theaters, and so forth, and areas of entertainment such as Newtown and so forth. And then we have got mass mobilization campaigns, and I think I've already talked to the issues of mass mobilization campaigns, like Fly the Flag for football and others. And then the important part of the DIC program is this proposal that we have talked about, that we have received, and last time when I was here, and I said we would come and present that on those proposals. And we will get into all these details as we go on with the presentation. And then the fourth leg, honorable members, is the official FIFA official program. The minister has already alluded to the fact that we were involved in the Confederations Cup, and we find that the opening and the closing ceremony, and also we were involved with the final draw here in Cape Town. We are equally involved in the opening and closing ceremony for the World Cup. So that is the four pillars that the presentation is going to be talking about. And national programs have talked to that. The national program and my 20 school adventure, this project we did in partnership with the Department of Basic Education, Sport and Recreation, and of course the LOC. And Adidas, as the official sponsor of the World Cup, also came on board as a sponsor. The national finals took place on the 1st of May this year at the Cultural History Museum in Pretoria. 9,000 schools registered to be part of this campaign and participated in this campaign. The museum was also impressed with the standards of the artwork that these school kids have written to us, and requested to keep the artwork on display for a period of a month. So, Honorable Chairperson, you have said you would like to go and visit some of these places and see what it is that is happening on the ground. The Cultural History Museum in Pretoria is one where the evidence of the participation by the 9,000 schools is exhibited. And we will be happy to facilitate a visit to the museum. We have also embarked on an extensive PR campaign. We saw us promoting the competition on a number of radio stations. A partnership was struck with the Sowetan, a newspaper which profiled the campaign over a period of 3 weeks. The winners, there we are. And we had competition on posters, and the first place went to Free State, third place went to the Free State, second place went to a school in Northern Cape, third place went to a school in Mpumalanga. And that was in the foundation phase. In terms of the visual arts, the intermediate phase, first place went to Mpumalanga, second place went to Limpopo.
Mm-hmm.
And third place went to the Western Cape. With the senior phase of the schools participating, the first place went to Mpumalanga, the second place went to Gauteng, and the third place went to Limpopo. Further education and training in visual arts, the first prize went to Gauteng, second went to Mpumalanga, third to the Free State. And in the performing arts, senior phase, first place Free State, second place KZN, third place Gauteng. And in further education and training, it was North, West, Eastern Cape, and Gauteng in that order. And in terms of the fly the flag for the football, we have partnered with the International Marketing Council on the 40-day countdown campaign. We will also contribute to the total budget of this campaign. The elements of this campaign include, a pay-for radio campaign, and 400 spots, of which we say that we will take 400 radio spots, and those radio spots that are paid for radio campaign will be brought to Mzansi by the IMC and the DAC, IMC, the National Marketing Council, and the department. And the activations also will be in malls. We will also be at taxi ranks and at high traffic areas. And during the Hunt Day countdown. And we will contribute with flags, we will contribute with artists who will also be on the road show. The aim of the campaign is to propel the excitement levels to unprecedented levels whilst educating people about the protocols of the flag and the national anthem. For the DAC, this is part of our social cohesion, mass mobilization, and nation-building objectives. Our PR efforts will continue to leverage off the paid-for media and put emphasis on the protocol and on the protocol of the flag and the national anthem. And in terms of the public viewing areas, and we are also still collecting information from the provinces, and provinces and municipalities are responsible for putting up the structures and providing the basic cultural programs of the PDA. We will assist by way of enhancing the existing projects, and most PDAs will screen at least a minimum of 8 matches during all the Bafana matches, the semi-finals and the finals. And this is where we have said that we will also be doing cuisine, we'll be doing music and also showcasing some craft in that PDA. And Africa Day, we are a lead department responsible for coordinating of the cultural program for the Africa Day. And the Africa Day, as I had pointed out earlier on, it will be at Brice Niemann Park, and which is also will be known as also the welcome village at Guruleni. And this will be happening on Saturday, the 29th of May this year. The African qualified countries have been invited to send their most celebrated artists to be part of this event. And of course, they'll be flanked by South African artists, plus indigenous dance group, rendering quite an interesting lineup. And then in the evening, there will be a dinner at the Sentin Convention, a gala dinner at the Sentin Convention Center, which will be hosted by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. And that concept that will be carrying on throughout the day, but between 8 and 10:30 p.m., the concert will be broadcast live nationwide by SABC. But as I've said, honorable members, that the sensitivity here is that although we'll be celebrating, and it is correct for us to celebrate Africa Day and bring in the African qualified countries, but we need to contextualize Africa Day, so that it does not become another day for parties. And we think that the Africa Day will also contribute a lot in terms of mobilizing towards the 2010. And honorable members, I don't know if I am allowed to ask the minister perhaps to also what we're talking about this, or perhaps after my presentation, she can talk about the issues of the artists and the involvement of the artists in this. There was some brouhaha about the June 10th event that will be happening at Orlando Stadium, and where the ministry had to intervene to make sure that South African artists were involved and participating in the concert that was happening on the 10th. Now, that concert is not a concert of the Department of Arts and Culture. It is a concert that is being done by FIFA. It is a FIFA concert. But what they did was that FIFA had sold the music rights to Sony. So for that concert, they predominantly pulled Sony artists. And the music musicians union came to raise some concern with the ministry, and of course the minister convened meetings and with the LOC, with Dr. J. Jenny Jordan, and I think that matter has been addressed to the satisfaction, adequately to the satisfaction of all the parties that have been involved. That early intervention by the minister did a lot to defuse what was likely to be an explosive situation.
On Africa Day, that we the president will also participate on that day. And we are also inviting the AU leaders, including NEPAD, to be part of this Africa Day in South Africa, because they want to focus also in promoting the 2010 World Cup as an African World Cup. So it is actually seen as a launch or official launch of the 2010 World Cup. By Africa, so that after that, then we can really go ahead with the various programs of the 2010 World Cup. Hopefully, some of the international guests will also be in the country already, not all of them, but some of them. And I'm sure after that, we'll have a number of programs, including a carnival that we will host jointly with the Gauteng provincial government, the MEC for Arts and Culture, which will involve Brazil, Nigeria, a number of countries from Southern Africa and the East, which will already be part of the campaigns or of the programs for the 2010 World Cup, which will then culminate in the kickoff concert, which will be held on the 10th of June in Soweto at the Orlando Stadium, which DC has already commented on. I just wanted to add that we're expecting this Africa Day to be actually an AU Day, which will be led by the President and the leaders of the AU. Thank you.
And DG, you have the freedom to throw into battle any of your members of your entourage, and the minister has the freedom to contribute wherever and whenever she wants to make to. Just trying to save yourself from asking every time it needs to be done. You have a blank check.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I've not been given a blank check ever in my life. we will host the African Village, and which will do the exhibitions on all the African qualifying countries. And I've said each country will exhibit the best of their wares, and the exhibition will run for the duration of the tournament. And DAC will support the marketing and publicity around the venue and join the Ekurhuleni Metro in mobilizing people to this venue and putting up exciting programs before the duration of the tournament. DAC program and the objective of the tournament guide and is of course to profile the department and to profile the our institutions like the playhouses and the programs that the playhouses will be undertaking during this period. We will also profile the heritage sites and the African World Heritage Site. And just on the World Heritage Site, so if honourable members have been travelling abroad lately, we have had a sustained campaign of highlighting South African World Heritage Sites on the international arrival at O.R. Tambo International Airport, and that has been going on for some time. We have received very good responses and from the people who have seen that that display of South African World Heritage Site at the arrival at OR International Airport. And of course, we will be highlighting the work that is being what is happening in our museum, and also in theatres of interest. For example, there's a very interesting show that's going on now at the Civic Theatre in Johannesburg called the Boys in the Photograph. And although the Civic Theatre is not part of our own institution, but it is with the city of Johannesburg, we will be highlighting productions as well like those. And we will also, in that tournament guide, provide activities that will be highlight activities that will be happening at the province. The distribution channels that we have chosen is the airport, border gate, bus stations and train stations, taxi rank, hotels, and so forth, and this will be ready for distribution by the 1st of June. And we will also be looking at the art, craft, and fashion. We will do we are doing a high-end All Africa exhibition, which will focus on the African qualifying countries, and this exhibition will take place at the Sentin Gallery on the Mandela Square, Sentin Gallery. And then we have got Football Friday Fashion Funk, and which is F4. And we have asked design students to use the flag and the Bafana kit as an inspiration to come up with a clothing design. And the finals are going to be held in Johannesburg, and the winner stands to win 20,000 in Edgar's vouchers, plus a double page spread in the Cosmopolitan magazine. And now let's come to the crux of the matter, the proposals that we have received. The Department of Arts and Culture has received and reviewed proposals submitted by the provinces, by the host cities, by cultural institutions, as well as the general public. Out of all these proposals, we then the minister then convened a task team to help us to go through the proposals. And out of those proposals, 41 projects were selected, and recommendation was made that these projects should be funded. And the Department of Arts and Culture is funding 23 of these projects to the tune of 72 million rand, and the rest of the project await an outcome of our appeal to the lottery board, because the lottery board is actually in negotiations with us to top the funding for this project. And we also have got a flagship program which concentrates on the infrastructure, and what we are doing there, we are putting an infrastructure that of to an amount of 100 million, which is what is going to spread over the next MTEF. That's why we are calling that letter and including on the infrastructure development of arts and culture in the country. Oh, okay. All right. The third bullet there, I'm sorry, yes. There's a typo. The department has managed to secure funding for 21 instead of 23 of this project to the tune of 5.9 million.
Mm. Okay. Mm. In case you want to whisper unheard, the secret is to switch off the mic. Otherwise, we get all the secret.
Yes. And a further 127 million, and I in the slide there it says 100 million. It's a further 127 million has been set aside for the capital expenditure budget to fund 29 infrastructure development projects, which we call the legacy projects. What I will do, honourable members, after this presentation, we will show there the 29 projects that are legacy projects that we're going to be funding over the next 3 years. That 100 million. So I think that is important. It also gives you a sense of what is on the ground and what benefits will be left behind after 2010. So that detail is going to come.
And could we invite you to the first time summarize so that honourable members have enough time to engage you?
Yes, I'm right. I'm my last 5 minutes, honourable chairman. And then we have got the last one, which is our participation in the FIFA Official Program, which is the opening and a closing ceremony. For that, we have contributed 40 million to the ceremony's production. And the success of the FIFA Confederations Cup opening and closing ceremonies was made possible by the DAC, and so too the successful hosting of the FIFA final draw cultural program. 5 million was contributed to each project by the department. The rehearsals are underway for the World Cup opening and closing ceremonies. The ceremonies will testify to the fact that this is a truly African World Cup. Artists from the African qualifying countries will perform live at the ceremony. Siabo. Chairperson, if you can give me 2 minutes just to load the infrastructure legacy project on the screen.
I give you five.
Thank you.
Yeah. have heard of the BBT and the BAT? No. BBT and BAT?
Yeah.
Who has heard about that? Those acronyms?
No.
Okay. The younger generation refers to those of us who are not good at computers as the BBT generation, born before technology. And those younger generation members who are very versatile with these things, they call BAT, born after technology. You're left with 4 minutes.
Just whilst we're waiting, I thought we should just read through some of the projects we have funded that come from communities, art centers, and so on. We have the Cap Roots, which comes from Market Theatre, artists there. We have Mzansi Sings, a tribute to Oliver Tambo, which comes from Eastern Cape. We have also the Rivonia Trial. I think it comes from State Theatre. It's a play that will be coming, that will be starting this month and right through the 2010. We also have the Chaba Performance and Arts and Craft Hub, which is a craft hub that will be constructed in the Free State during 2010 and is going to be a legacy thereafter. We have Northwest Rural Communities, Townships and Schools. Can you explain that one? These are plays, eh? Northwest Rural Communities, Townships and Schools.
Yes, these are community program, community plays and projects.
Similar one will also be happening called Limpopo Rural Communities, Townships and Schools. Yes, one of them is Sizwebanzi. What are the other plays?
It was Sizwebanzi. It is
but those kinds of dramas, there will be a mobile theater that will be going to the two provinces. We also have a craft development SASI2. I think this one is in the Free State. It's a project in the Free State. We have Mapungubwe Arts Festival, which is a festival that will be done during 2010 in Limpopo province. We have a Business of Craft 2010 and beyond. We also have KwaZulu Natal. We have also the KwaZulu Natal Heritage and Cultural Extravaganza.
That is the provincial Arts and Culture Festival that they are going to put in that time.
A similar one also in the Northern Cape Heritage and Cultural Extravaganza. We also have the Northern Cape Heritage and Cultural Extravaganza, which is arts, crafts, dance, song and dance festival that they are planning during the 2010 World Cup. We have also a project, this is a Dimbaza Craft Hub. It's a very depressed area, which used to have factories in the Eastern Cape that were closed during the homeland times, and they are now trying to revive for those communities to get some jobs and so on. They are building this craft center there. We also have the Wild Coast SDI Festival. It's indigenous music, umxhanto and so on, for rural communities in the Eastern Cape. And then there is this project, which is a conversation between Luthuli and Mandela Museums. The Luthuli Museum in KwaZulu-Natal and the Nelson Mandela Museum in Mthatha, they will be sharing an exhibition of those two leaders, but later on they want it to be mobile, to go all over the country, to tell communities about the history of Nelson Mandela and Chief Albert Luthuli, who are both our Nobel Peace laureates in South Africa. We also have this project of the Black Pharaohs TV.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether we supported it or we didn't.
We are supporting it.
Okay. It's we are dealing with Belgium.
This is a project that involves Belgium, the Sudan, ourselves, it is not involved. And what is interesting about this project is the fact that the oldest pyramids on the continent are actually not in Egypt, they are in the Sudan.
Oh.
Yes, and but if you said to anyone in the world, close your eyes, when you think pyramid, which country, they don't say Sudan, they say Egypt.
Mm.
All right. And and this is also due to the fact that during that time there was no borders that as we know them of the Sudan and the Egypt as it is today. So the pharaohs, that were first found, all right, were the pharaohs that are actually depicting black pharaohs, African pharaohs. And whenever we talk about pharaohs, we think of Egyptian pharaohs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very interesting exhibition. It is currently, taught Europe and we're bringing it here. It's, I think it will do a lot in looking at the history of the continent differently. And this is not something scholars do not know. Scholars know this thing, but just the general public who are not involved in Egyptology. They do not know this thing. So if that's actually one of the things we're trying to do to demystify and deconstruct African history, and on one level, it will function at a very high end intellectual exercise. But also, we want to bring it to our everyday life understanding of the history of the continent. Thank you.
And then the next one is the Welcome Village DG has alluded to, which will be an African village which we're doing in partnership with Ekurhuleni municipality next to the airport, OR Tambo Airport. Then we have the tournament concerts, which will be concerts that we will be hosting, assisting artists in various PVAs. We have also an artist who has proposed to revive Mabri. He calls it Mabri, the musical. It's actually a musical that will commemorate the life of Brenda Fassie. And then we have an African experience soca lunch, which will depict the history of African soca. We have also another project, the New Town Music Program, around the Market Theatre. They are proposing a music program that will entertain during the month of the tournament. And then the Windy Brow Theatre, we are rehabilitating the Windy Brow and trying to convert it into a Pan-African arts space. Because in the area, Hillbrow, we have a lot of people who come from Nigeria, from Senegal, from Zimbabwe, from Mozambique, the Congo, you know, all over Africa. The community that lives there is very mixed, Tanzania and so on, Kenya. So we're saying this will help us also to address the xenophobic problems that we have in our communities. So we want to use the Windy Brow as a theater where the people who live there can bring their culture and also fuse it with South African culture to say to the community, we are one, and we share a particular culture, and we can live together and celebrate this culture as our heritage. So we are already, we've started to renovate and refurbish the Windy Brow Theatre. We want to launch this program during 2010. We have engaged a particular artistic director who is going to prepare and also even bring theater performances from African countries, from Zambia, from Tanzania, and so on, during the World Cup. And after the World Cup, we're also looking at organizing Pan-African festivals, not necessarily in the Windy Brow, but in Johannesburg, which will bring together artists from all over the country, maybe once a year. And that also is what we're planning to do, perhaps starting during the 2010 World Cup, but also to say this is one of the legacy projects that will live even after the 2010 World Cup. And I think this is one project maybe honorable members can go and visit, just to see the refurbishment and just to see and talk to the artists there, what kind of programs we're planning to host during 2010 and beyond. Thank you. I'll hand over to DJ Shepherdson.
There's just 1 minute of grace left, and we open up to honorable members. Can you close up? Then we'll start with the honorable. Yeah, we'll come to that. Let them round up.
Let's quickly round up. And let me just draw your attention to the fact that, honorable members, if you also want to, just before we start with the capital expenditure project, we have already invested over 20 million upgrading at the Artscape here in Cape Town. And it's less than 2 kilometers. And we can also arrange that you go and see what the work that we have done there. And we'll talk to the CEO, Michael Matt. I think that's one of the upgrades, infrastructure upgrades that has happened. So they are ready for 2010. The capital expenditure project in the Eastern Cape, we are upgrading the Opera House in Port Elizabeth, and it has been in a bad shape. And we have had 21 million for that. And in Moza Hill, the Mamponweni in the Eastern Cape, and we are 15 million there. And then the Eastern Cape has asked for us to refurbish.
This is where Kwantala Kona for
the Pondo Reborn.
Yeah.
And then we are refurbishing community art centers in the Eastern Cape with equipment and with materials. This will involve 15 community art centers, and we are putting 11 million to that. In the Free State, we are upgrading 3 existing art and culture centers in Welkom, in Sasolburg, and Tabanchu. To that tune. And also, we are putting 5 million to the development of it's not really a museum, it will be a Winnie Mandela interpretation center in Brandfort, which was where she was buried. Yes, and then development of the craft emporium in Bloemfontein. In Limpopo, it's a construction of Muyeshe Community Library Art and Culture Center. We are putting 33 there in terms of infrastructure.
Yes.
It will also serve as a theater. In Northern Cape, we are upgrading a Northern Cape theater, which is at that amount of 12 million.
construction of public viewing areas will be converted to cinemas in the following areas. This we are doing with the National Film and Video Foundation. We have identified Port St. John, Kualanga here in Cape Town, Khayelitsha and Umlazi, where we will be converting the public viewing area into permanent cinemas in these areas. So the total number of projects, infrastructure projects, or what you are saying is the legacy, is 29 projects, and we're putting a total budget of 127.5 million rand. That is that detail that I have promised, Chairperson. And maybe another little thing I must say is that when the minister talked about the new town music program, this is quite the Mary Fitzgerald Square is going to be a public viewing area. So during the World Cup, the Market Theatre cannot stage production because some of these matches that are happening in the evening, and people are going to be there, so the noise will then affect the theater. So what they've decided to do is to mount musical production every night to complement and to entertain the public viewing, the fans during that period. So from the 11th from the 10th of June until the end of the festival, there will be nice musical performances in Mary Fitzgerald Square, and being done from the base of the Market Theatre. I must also add, honourable members, that there is one.
I'm not adding more time.
Yes, that's one.
Just add that one.
That's one. And in Gauteng, well, Market Theatre is also receiving refurbishment of infrastructure refurbishment of 50 million over the next 2 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable members. I think we are unanimous on one thing. The extent of this reporting makes it clear we would not have done this plus the other item at our previous meeting. We would not have done justice to the 2010 FIFA World Cup report by the department. We're taking 5 minutes break, and when we, let's call it sightseeing and greeting nature and that kind of thing. And when we come back, Honorable Maluleke, you'll be the first to raise your question. On that note, let us enjoy our freedom of movement.
Program. nale mathata o re e.
Hai, e tsoga ene ke kopa le ntse no mpotsa re meeting go ka. E ke re meeting go mpotsa.
Yo.
Hey. Ntle la tsela le le tsela the morning. I really don't know. But I was not feeling okay. Because ndi le mo thusa pele la go.
Ke a ba filela o ka re ke nna.
Even if I'm sorry, I want to say, get hand of a problem of Hatton. Or he could then refer to a chance.
Now, if they are going to say, yeah, little.
Thank you so much for that.
Karen's a rich, a little rich, ever.
You
just
only
need
to
do
that.
Next week, Gary.
Okay, he'll find us on our way. Maybe members, let us not exceed more than 2 questions per session so that all of us can get an opportunity. I promised the Honorable Maluleke, then it will be Honorable Chiva. Whatever it is. No, it's because if you raise your hand when the collective is here, and we promise the collective that you will get an opportunity, you appetize the collective to the input you wanted to make. So including that one, the wisdom.
I was just saying I'm glad that Windy Brow is being refurbished because I was a musician once and we actually performed at the opening of the Windy Brow. So I've got some sentimental attachment to it. And unfortunately, the DG is not there. He's not here now. Oh yeah, what I whispered to the minister was that there are two places in Tshwane which are unfortunately not considered or forgotten, and the one is an old, very beautiful historical place called the Capitol Theatre. But the minister and the DG knows where this is located, and you know, in whispering to them, they will put it on their list of priorities. And there was the old synagogue. Chair, I think you remember the old synagogue is where the first Rivonia trial took place. And that building is run down. It's dilapidated. And I think, if I'm not wrong, Machiba, so we once went together there. Or you were not part of it. I think I went with the Department of Public Works, because I was once in the Portfolio Committee of Public Works, and we visited the place. And I think it would be a good thing if the department could pay some attention to that and see if we can't restore it to its former glory and turn it into one of the museums. Chair, I want to start off really by thanking or commending the minister and the department in, I think this was really one of the first and what I would consider a very good attempt to turn, and I know they had a very huge role in doing that, in having a Freedom Day celebration that one could actually be a bit proud of, that reflects South African society broadly, and not the one-sided thing that we always had. I really think it was a good start, and if we could just build on, I think there must be some lessons that you have learned from this first attempt. I think let's work at it, and you know, let the next one be even better than the one that we had. I just wanted to check, Chair.
You've raised all the two. We'll leave it there. Okay. Honorable Shiva, there were inputs, and some inputs will call for response. Honorable Shiva.
Thank you very much even for the presentation, but sorry. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and the presentation by the department. One would like to know, I don't know whether it's an advice, as far as the distributions are concerned, more especially when you think of vandalism, taxi ranks. We have now the people who are really dominating the polls, wherever they are, this abortion issue, all over. All polls are really dominated by this advert of abortion. So one is thinking that such things can happen, that you may find that people are vandalizing this advert, not distributions, more especially taxi ranks. What is the monitoring? Do you have people who will be monitoring these things? Because sometimes, we can't say everything is 100%, because there are those things who are demonic somehow, just to clear everything. So the other issue is regarding data ruin. I had never heard Asen Carter talking about data ruin, where the vendor people were coming up from the center, Central Africa, to develop that place. That is the only place where they resided, that they reached there and built their own whatever. They rested there until they established themselves wherever they are now today. So the other thing is the Toyando Community Art Center. Nothing is happening there. We thought maybe that center will be developed to be a theater. Up to now,
people keep on asking us, what is happening in this sector? We know that there's only this place, people bring their own artworks, but the stages are not utilized. There's court and border.
Baie dankie vir die moeite wat Afrikaans praat betref. And then we will take to you last of this round of questions. Honorable, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, thank you, Minister and DG, for this presentation. My first question, I think, also links to what the Honorable Maluleke said, and that is about the state of some of these sites, some of these facilities. And I see in your presentation that this is, in essence, a responsibility of provinces and municipalities as well. Do you have any structure where you work closely with provinces and municipalities to ensure that, for example, buildings are in a good state for the tourists when they come? We've heard reports, I know, for example, in Port Elizabeth, where some of those historic buildings are also in a state of disrepair. Do you have some kind of structure that you are in communication with all these different municipalities? And then secondly, we have the list here of those that you are going to fund now, and it's always difficult from a list such as this to know exactly what it entails, the detail of it. And we do have a country with a number, we're a diverse country with all kinds of cultures and languages, etc. Are you quite comfortable that all our languages, cultures in South Africa will be represented by these projects?
Thank you very much, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Minister, and the DG for the report. Mine is not a question. It's just I want to say thank you to the Minister to be involved in this thing of the our musician here at home to make sure that they take part in this festival that is coming. I just want to say congratulations, Minister. And secondly, I was very excited when I see Minister teaching, talking about the national anthem, because you know that you're having this problem of national anthem. Really, people, they don't know how to sing the national anthem, but to show you on the TV yesterday and tell them how to sing the national anthem, I was really, really excited. Mine is not really a question, it's just a comment to say thank you very much. You're really doing a good job. Thank you, Minister. Bye.
Just to add to the question raised by Honorable Lotwit, I think that question, we're talking about social cohesion and nation building. And this happens when all our cultures and our people, in all our provinces, can objectively conclude that their areas are taken into account too. You know our bias towards rural areas without neglecting urban areas. So the variegation of our cultures in all these things are important to be factored in, because without that we cannot begin to build our nation and promote social cohesion and promote peace and stability for the country. I just wanted to add that dimension. Let's handle those questions and we'll move to the next round.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks for the contributions to honorable members. I think what we have done right now is to look at what we can do and what is possible with the budget for this financial year. And in the next financial year, we will come back to members, to the committee, to with a new set of institutions and whether it's playhouses or museums and so on, centers that we are going to build or refurbish. We have taken note of the concerns that members have shared. The synagogue, which I think is important, and the Capital Theatre. We will see what is left of the budget, DG. If we cannot add them this year, we'll probably prioritize them for the coming financial year. On Freedom Day, we actually must thank the President, who mandated us to call all leaders of political parties to discuss with them this matter and ensure that all political parties are part of our national days, which started this year with Human Rights Day in Serena in Sharpeville, and but I must say also Freedom Day was much more well attended by political leaders themselves. And I must also commend the political leaders because they have said that they also appreciate the fact that they are not only invited, but they are also given a slot to say something on these important national days. And definitely, this is the new mandate that we have received as a department, and we are going to continue, starting from this year going forward, ensuring that it's as inclusive as possible. We're not yet as happy as we thought it would be. For instance, we still don't have white people. We still don't have Indian people as much as we would like to see them participating on these national days. But it's a work in progress. We hope that as we move on throughout the year, we'll have more of them coming, because this is not just our democracy as Africans. It's everybody's democracy in this country. I think we'll also look at Toyandu, Chairperson, see what we can do, because that one is a matter of organizing it and ensuring that there are activities in the center. We can see what we can do with the artists to ensure perhaps that they teach local communities theater, or they take some of our dramas, our theaters, to Toyandu to motivate the local community, and also see what we can do to train the local community to participate and use that center as fully as we would like it happening. With the Zatu Center, I think we need also to talk to the municipality and to the provincial government. Say what we do, we have min-macs, and in those min-macs we also invite Salga to participate. And I think the issue that was raised by the honorable member about maintenance of these important assets and refurbishing them, because it is true, it is not just the national government. All spheres of government have responsibility over these institutions. We have started, particularly during the 2010 World Cup. Last year, we had a big meeting where we called in the whole cities and the provincial governments, the heads of departments, to look at all the priority. Then we were prioritizing what we want to use for the 2010 World Cup. But we then said, let's look at those that need to be refurbished. This is where we got this list of projects where we're putting our capital budget to prioritize the 2010 World Cup. But going forward in the years to come, even this year, we met with the MECs in March and looked again at the projects that we need refurbishment, and even where we need to build. For instance, we were told that in Limpopo, there isn't even a single theater. This is why we're prioritizing Yese. I think we are also going to prioritize Toyandu. and perhaps look at what we can do to ensure that it's not just us. We are working with the MEC, MEC Masamba, who is very committed, who has actually come up with a clear proposal for Muyese, and we will work with her, continue to work with her again to ensure that all the areas, for instance, Pulukwana, I know there is nothing there as well, and Toroyando, how do we ensure that even the structures that already exist are maintained and those that are run down are actually refurbished, ensure that we use all our resources to benefit the communities there. As I said, in terms of even the PE theater, that was identified by the host city and the Eastern Cape province as one of their priorities, and the NOSA and other facilities in that area, the craft hubs, those were identified by the MECs in those provinces and the heads of departments. So we are definitely working together with them, but this is of course a start, and as we have a limited budget, it's like a mother, you start with the shoes, and then next month you buy the blazer, and then next month you buy the jersey, and so on and so on. So next year we'll be looking at all these other facilities. But what we will do also, we will ask our MECs and our municipalities, what is it, what responsibility they have in terms of maintenance. This also goes for our libraries as well, because some belong to municipalities, some fall under the provincial governments, and we're also saying there we have to protect these institutions, we have to maintain them and upgrade them every year. I think the national anthem and so on, we also want to ask honorable members, wherever we are, we'll be closing parliament very soon. I think it's important that we teach our people the protocol of the national anthem, of the flag, and ensure that, you know, there is a respect for our national symbols. You know, you find people walking up and down, you find people talking to one another, some are playing, some are doing all sorts of things. When you go to other countries, people stand to attention, and they respect their national anthems. Nobody talks, nobody even scratches themselves. They do that because they are proud of who they are, because this national anthem is about nation building and social cohesion and pride in ourselves as a nation. So we are distributing also pamphlets that will teach our people how to sing and what are the words in all these languages, so that we really will be seen when the World Cup is hosted in this country. Will be seen as a united nation that is proud of who they are. I think I will leave it there, Gigi. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Just to say something about the national anthem. I think it is the most inclusive of all national anthems I know in the world in terms of linguistic variety. But people even go to the extent of translating into their mother tongue where their mother tongue is not there, and they sing in that, and these translations, I'm not so sure how perfect they are, but I've heard it at several places it happens. So it's critical that we give a flesh to this skeleton of the national anthem by participation by all our people, because you'll simply, literally find no other country where the attempt has been made to be as inclusive as it happened in South Africa. We must avoid our people to conclude this reconciliatory approach, this inclusive approach, is useless. The other people are not interested. So why compromise Why be inclusive? Because nobody is actually participating. I just wanted to add that dimension is critical. As honorable members on the ground, with our own constituencies, we assist them to help and promote this spirit of reconciliation and unity. Thank you very much. Yes. DG.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to add a little detail in terms of the minister talked about that this is just but one phase. And we are currently working with SALGA. We are drawing specifications and for a study that we want to do of the infrastructure, arts and culture infrastructure in the country. Because we do not really have a comprehensive view, you know, and of what needs to be done and what is missing in some areas. And I think that will give us a good sense of what needs to happen. Also, we will be addressing this question of collapsing infrastructure as well. If you go to Vereeniging, the Civic Theatre, it's not happening. There's not even a flyer. I don't know when last was their production. If you go to Witbank, there's a Civic Theatre. It's not working. It's like that in Boksburg. Oh, no, next to the airport. I can't remember now. Thunder Bay. Kempton Park. Kempton Park has got a civic. Thank you very much, David. Kempton Park has got a civic theatre. It's not functioning. And the minister just whispered into my ear that city halls, you know, they're dilapidated. And it's the same thing with Pretoria, with Cape Town, with Durban, with Johannesburg. And this is very, very important infrastructure that we want to look at and say, what do we do? Johannesburg City Hall has got one of the most unique organs in the world. And yes, so it's the three of that kind of organs in the world. And what do we do? We can't sit and fold our arms with that kind of heritage. So we hope that the Lord will come to the portfolio committee and try to present our approach to that kind of an audit, get some input, and so that we can do a good job on this. But the question of city halls really requires urgent attention. We can't have city halls falling apart and we're watching them fall apart.
Thank you. Honorable Chivase. Is it a follow up?
And mine too.
You say you are not answered?
And mine too.
What aspect was not addressed?
The question of whether there is satisfaction that all the cultures, languages are included in the lineup.
No, I thought she did. To say she notes all those concerns, and as the MTEF unfolds, those areas that seem neglected are going to be addressed. I'd also thought you would go back to the bills that you presented to us last week, which actually aims at reaching all other places in the country, including the rural areas, whether it's library or any other structure to help development. So you say you are not answered. Then, you are not answered too.
Yes.
On what?
The monitoring part of it, of the distributions of whatever.
I don't understand that question. I don't think it belongs to this department, Honorable Chair. On the issue of the lineups, yes, we have all cultures, we have all races in the artists that will be participating in the World Cup. For instance, I don't know the young people know that. Palotin.
Palotin.
And what? And the voodoo dollar. Well, I don't know some of these groups. They are too young for me. But we bring them in. Even when we went to meet them in France, we had quite a number of white groups. I know Kellerman. Is it Kellerman? Kellerman. Kellerman. The one who's that went to meet them. And the Palotones, Kellerman. Yeah. Yeah. And Mutembi, and Lira, and Zulu Boy. I mean, rural, urban, black, white, young, and old ones. They are all there, Chairperson. But I'm not sure what Mashivas was asking, because I don't think it belongs to our family.
Am I okay, if I'm not able to
ask? I think that Dick is trying to clarify.
Honorable Chairperson, may you clarify?
Were you whispering?
Yeah, no, I got the question. What we've done is that every distribution point, we have a supervisor on hand that makes sure that all the posts that we put up each week, we monitor that they're still up. And when we do handouts at taxi ranks and bus stations, there is a supervisor on hand to A, make sure that the distributors don't give people five pamphlets. They give them one each and actually explain around the protocols. So that's what the distribution that we were referring to earlier. And I think we're also referring to the booklet that we have, which explains what the department does, all the projects that we'll be doing during the World Cup, all our institutions, all our heritage sites, and what's happening at PVAs. We're also going to be distributing that. And that's also monitoring in terms of how many copies and to who it's given to.
Okay. Also on our part as honorable members, if we make observations where we stay, that the reality on the ground does not reflect what we are receiving here, we must be able to call that by name. Call a spade a spade, so that the generalization should not be that broad, that they don't know whether we're talking about neglect of Afrikaans or Tsonga or Venda or what. We must be very, very specific. If, for example, in distributing those posters, you find the posters in Afrikaans at Mapumulo or Mount Sabuyaze, then you know the people won't even be able to understand what's on those posters. Those sensitivities are very critical. But also the groups and the performers and the institutions, you'll find that many of them by themselves are very inclusive in their membership. And you might find even a group which calls itself by a Zulu name have other groups represented. There's an Afrikaner there. There's a colored person there, there's a Tonga person there. But some of these... like you watch Mugango, you find basically everything there. So it's critical on the ground to make those observations and be specific and ask cash questions on these given situations. We're taking the next round. I'd seen there was a new hand, Honorable Nyalungu, and is it Baba Msweli? Chi Kwela. Honorable Chi Kwela.
To build proper, we said, to take you to court, as we said that.
I will.
So if I'm convicted and I'm sued for 10 million, I'll appeal to members of the committee and fundraise to assist me out of prison. Thank you. Let's proceed. Another.
Thank you, Chen. Thank you, Minister and the DG for your information. My question is one. I just want to check if ever are there any cultural activities planned around or near the stadium during matches, or will this only take place at the PBA only? Thank you.
Another question or input? Honorable Maluleka? I must apologize. He was first.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Right.
Honorable Chair, uzawuxolela, ndizawurefera apha kulo mcimbi onento okwenza ne-monitoring kakhulu. Siyixelelwe ke into yokuba ama-provinces noomasipala ane-responsibility yokuthi baqinisekise ukuba kukho ama-structures ngokuthi afakwe kwi-basic cultural program. Umbuzo endinawo omncinci apha ngulo ukuba nangona kunikezwe i-responsibility kula ma-province noomasipala, ingaba ikhona indlela yokuncedisa oko ukuba kuqhutyekwe ne-monitoring from national ukuqinisekisa ukuba kaloku kungathi ngexesha lokugqibela sibe sisithi kumntu ofeyilileyo sisike sibambe ongezandla. Owokugqibela ngulo wala ma-project ayi-41 ekubonakala uba aye asiletheka kwarekomendwa kuba kufuneka kuqinisekisa uba ayafandeka. Ibonakala ilinyathelo elibhetele elo neliphantse lamkeleke. Beyingumnqweno wam ukwazi noko ukuba kuwo wonke loo maprojekti uze kufumaneke laa i-41 kungabi khona indlela yokuhighlighta nokuhinta oko kuba i-criteria esetyenzisiweyo yeyiphi enoba kingaciso uba inkulu kangangoba asinakuyifumana namhlanje okanye ndiyiphosile, kodwa ke noko kuhighlighted ukuba kusetyenziswe yeyiphi i-criteria. When they respond, they'll respond in English so that all of us understand. But in summary, the first challenge is what monitoring evaluation do we have of a province and municipality on delivery of the identified projects, lest we wake up last minute. And the second one is what criteria is used to determine those projects that have been presented today which are beneficiaries of funding, because in his opinion today we did not get that criteria. Another question, Honorable Maluleka?
Chair, I just want to check with the Minister and the DG whether or not you are satisfied that after all this you would with confidence say that this was your budget and this was your program and that you've achieved whatever you've set yourself and you've used all the money that was budgeted for this. And secondly, I want to know for whom is this dinner intended? Not that I have a personal interest in it. I don't want to talk. Even if you'll invite me, I won't. For whom is it? On Africa Day, there will be a dinner in Sandton. So for whom is it?
I think the question is relevant because a few may not make it, but there may be an interested few who would love to go. Honorable?
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to know, it's mentioned here with the opening and closing ceremonies. that the department gained 2 million. Is that the extent of the involvement, or is the department also involved in the actual planning and preparation of the ceremonies? And if so, are you satisfied with the rehearsals and that everything is on track?
Last question for this round. If not, please, Minister, the ball is in your court.
Thank you, Chair. And the first question was whether there are any activities near the stadium. I think FIFA has got their own rules, strict rules. And in the stadium or outside the stadium, up to a certain perimeter, only FIFA and their partners can do performances or business or whatever. But for the opening and closing ceremonies, we are in partnership, we're part of that, and we are part of the organizing. They have also said that they will work with us in fan parks, but we're still not sure exactly what our role should be. But where we know we have got a major role to play is in the PVAs, which are organized by the municipalities. We're working closely with the Department of Cooperative Governance and Local Government, Minister Shigeka, to see to it that both provinces and municipalities bring out a laudable arts and culture program that will include music, dance, cuisine, fashion, and the crafts. So we don't have much say in the stadium and around the stadium, but maybe DG and can add if there's anything else. But what we will do is to ensure that in the PVAs we do as much as we can, but also we'll, through our guide, we'll be able to distribute these in the airports, in the stadia, and then wherever we can find the tourists, to direct them to our museum, to our theater, to our playhouses, and so on. So that is how far we can go. But we are also forcing ourselves to be part of the organizing of the concerts, where we said we'd like to see more African and South African artists. And we're saying also to FIFA and the LOC in the fan parks, they must involve African and South African artists, because this is where we can also continue to showcase our arts and culture to the world. On municipalities and monitoring, I think the monitoring is always a responsibility of government and a responsibility of parliament. So nothing stops us from monitoring and ensuring that the plans that we have in place are being implemented on the ground. And the 41 projects, I think now we've gone above 40 since the last time we were here. More people have put in proposals, and some of them have been considered. So all those projects, the criteria predominantly that was used was to say that we're prioritizing the 2010 World Cup. If we believe that project will assist us to entertain the tourists and our guests during the 2010 World Cup, we will support that project. That is why we have prioritized refurbishing our institutions that we think will be used during the 2010 World Cup, but also those individuals that have come with creative projects and activities that they want to showcase That we also believe we showcase our arts and culture during the 2010 World Cup. We have supported those projects. But also to say that we don't just pick any project. If you can build this desk, we give you money to build the desk. It must be an arts and culture project, first and foremost. On the Dima, well, I know that the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation usually hosts ambassadors during the Africa World Day. She did it last year. Some of us were invited, it was a very nice dinner. All the ambassadors were there. I'm sure it's a similar dinner also this year. We're co-hosting the Africa Day with the Department of International Affairs and Corporate Governance. And I would expect that the dinner will be for diplomats, heads of state, community leaders, and so on. Those are the usual people that are invited to that dinner. And it's also about Africa and our achievements thus far, the challenges and those kinds of foreign affairs issues that they want to address in that dinner. The opening and closing ceremony, yes, we have contributed 40 million rand. The city of Johannesburg has contributed 40 million rand. And the local organizing committee has contributed 40 million rand. Now, a part of the triangle that is organizing for the 2010 World Cup. So the DAC is represented in the committee that is organizing for the opening and closing ceremony. So we are equal partners there. And we are monitoring to ensure that all the artists are there. We've made a commitment to Africa that this will be an African World Cup. We have visited some of the African countries, Cameroon, that have qualified, Ghana, Algeria, and what? Cote d'Ivoire. We didn't because of there were protests and conflict. We couldn't visit that. I think Nigeria was also visited, and we will be bringing in artists to be part of the opening and closing ceremony from these five countries together with South African artists. We are also saying that in the concerts and in the activities, we've mentioned the Africa Day, there will be African artists that will participate. We've mentioned the Carnival that will be in Johannesburg. We're also talking about the kickoff conference on the 10th of June and the PGAs that will be hosted by all the municipalities and the whole cities. We're saying African artists and South African artists, our crafters and so on, small businesses that can do cuisine, fashion and that kind of thing, they will be able to participate in those PGAs by the host cities, and even cities that are not hosting, like Kimberley and the Northern Cape, we are supporting them and assisting them to ensure that artists also have an opportunity to showcase our culture, but also to have the opportunity to do their craft, do their cuisine, and also make some income out of this big tournament that is coming to the country. Thank you. I think this can help if I have left out.
Yes. Yes, Dr. Lotre. Thank you, Minister Chairperson. Yes, we are happy with the progress. We are happy with the progress. But also, you know, the companies that are doing the closing and opening ceremonies are companies that were that also did the Confederations Cup. So they are not an unknown quantity to us. And the team, the creative team that is there, it's people that we know and whose reputation also is known. We're happy. I'm not anticipating any untoward surprises. I just hope, it is their intention that they want to give us a spectacular. And what that spectacular will contain, I just, at this stage, I'm not in a position to say, because it won't be spectacular then. We'll keep that a secret until the actual opening ceremony. But yes, we are happy with the progress. Thank you.
What we saw at the final draw perhaps gives us an idea of what we can expect at the opening and closing ceremony. It's a similar program that is being planned for the opening and closing ceremony. Or I hope it will be better. And better, yes. Thank you.
It was difficult for me to raise 5 questions in this past round. Honorable Malule?
My one question was
what was it again?
It was about whether or not the minister and the DC are confident or will, after this, is confident that they use the money and they met all their objectives.
No, we're very happy. We're confident that indeed it will be. Fruitfully, and it will meet our vision for the 2010 World Cup, and we also believe we have created many jobs for our artists, and we will have proudly showcased South African arts and culture and our heritage to the world.
Thank you, Honorable Malule.
Andiphendulekanga kumcimbi wecriteria nganoba ube liqalisa.
Ithe yi-arts and culture. I-criteria first of all is about i-arts and culture project. Number 2, specifically we are saying is of notice ukushowcase la arts and culture ku-2010 World Cup. That was the priority.
Thank you.
I'm taking advantage of saying it's the last. These are the last questions. It's a request from the department
that the sports committee were thanked by the department. I don't know whether it's the ministry. They have
your mic is not on.
Oh, no. I thought it's out of record. It's a request for the uniform, that why are we not also even given the t-shirts for the sports? Or maybe they're on the way, I don't know.
As in my own t-shirts, they are very expensive, honorable members. Honorable members can buy their t-shirts. Otherwise, our budget is finished. Thank you.
I must apologize, honorable members. When they looked at our sizes, there are some of you for whom they could do it cheaply, and some of us who actually scared them off because of the extra life we'll need. I want to raise a few questions, too. In the media, we've heard that there will be activity at Freedom Park. What kind of activity is that? And is that accessible to honorable members? I'm very happy with this tour guide that you're developing and which will be ready by the 1st of June. And I think, as you've indicated, it will be a tour guide that does justice to the rural areas as well and the cultural diversity that we have. Because when people read that, they'll definitely ask, where are we in this tour guide?
we accept the limitation of resources, also the limitation of time. There's so much that you've done within a short, hectic year. So all of us are leaders in our own right in many spheres of life. So we understand the language of needs counterbalanced by the resources that are available. At the African village, I visited the one in Sandton during the World Conference on Sustainable Development. And I want to believe there'll be variegation of cultural faces, including variegation of food items. If this cannot be done everywhere, but at the other areas, subject to the locality where that place is, that the local cultures must be taken seriously into account. Now, we've been hit by this very uncomfortable news last week that some people have been arrested, and the reports from the media, some were saying they were targeting Soweto and other African villages. Some newspapers had it plot to disrupt the FIFA World Cup. When we talk of safety, we don't only talk about the safety of tourists and soccer teams. We also, charity begins at home, talk about the safety of our people, our artists, who will be participating in this thing. Within the limits of issues of security and safety that need not be preempted by us, how safe are our activities? Intellectual property. There's this issue of Anzacha Buse, who claims he was invited to come up with, certain, what do they call the technical term, and that he was told his will no longer be used, but later it's being used and he's now suing for $20 million. Probably the matter is sub judice, but just within the parameters of sub judiceness. To what extent is this happening to our people? And to what extent is this the top of an iceberg with respect to the contribution of our people in the ground? There's been an issue about access to people living with disability, the challenges around that. What is our bite, what is our say on this issue? I know we're not the Department of Public Works, but it does affect us too as members. I know when accommodation is concerned, it was indicated that accommodation will be provided everywhere in the cities, rural areas. Are you satisfied with the extent to which our cultural villages, traditional places will be patronized during this FIFA World Cup, especially if we look at jobs, job creation and other related matters? Finally, for now, at Cape Town, they already have displayed very interesting art. I've seen an elephant there and also a lion. I'm informed that they are looking also at the buffalo, that by the time we start, we'll have the Big Five at Cape Town International Airport. Are you aware of that? And to what extent are we utilizing our places like OR and other places to display some of these things? Because that's good not only for people to see there. It will encourage them to go to the Kruger Park and other places to see the Big Five. The other thing I've not seen still is linguistic diversity at our airport. For me, it's completely unthinkable that at Cape Town International Airport, you don't even have something in Xhosa, where the overwhelming majority of people in the Eastern Cape speak that language. I think it's undermining the African languages completely. So I'm just using Cape Town as an example. We've talked so much about uplifting our own languages, taking them to academic institutions and so forth. But when for the World Cup you don't even have African languages saying anything at our major airports, I'm very, very worried. I'm very happy because of the legacy project that you have mentioned. That already addresses the question of sustainability beyond 2010. And that's very, very encouraging, and we really want to encourage you to do that. Nunmex, you had one in March. Is there another one coming before the 11th of June? I'm not saying you should have it. I'm just checking whether you have another meeting to make sure the final touches, make sure that provinces have lived up to what you agreed on in Minmec vis-à-vis this issue of 2010. Some are comments, some are questions. For now, I'll stop there. And then I'll come back to questions of honorable members, other honorable members here.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start off with the tour guides. For the tour guides, I think we are going to be as inclusive as possible. Of course, we are also limited by time and resources. We may not be able to go to each and every local area, but we will try to be as inclusive as possible. On African villages, yes, the African village that we are visiting in Ekurhuleni, we said will include a culture, activities, it will include food, cuisine, it will include fashion, garments, jewelry, and song and dance performances. So again, that one will be as broadly inclusive as possible. We're also going to bring in cultures and products from the five qualifying countries that we have mentioned and that we are currently interacting with. I would like to say that we have had meetings. We have a committee that we call the Interministerial Committee that is chaired by the Deputy President. And various ministries report to that committee, and they have been given certain responsibilities. I want to assure the members that on safety, we have Commissioner Price, who has been deployed to the 2010 World Cup by the Minister of Police, and is working with various provinces and host cities. A huge number of police have been deployed to the various host cities. Some have been deployed to the stadia. Some have been deployed to particular groupings, for instance, the players, the teams, where they will be staying, where they will be practicing. There will be special patrols that will be observing and monitoring those areas where there are international guests and international delegations. Those places have been monitored quite closely, and we are also looking at the area of accommodation, as the chair has mentioned. The Minister of Tourism there is responsible for accommodation. He has assured all of us that we have enough rooms and we have enough accommodation for the people who will be coming. People have been asked to come forward. We have got accommodation, whether they are in the rural areas or they are in the cities. You can also advertise your house or whatever accommodation you have in the internet. And you can go, I'm sure, to the Department of Tourism in the province. You can also communicate with the South African Tourism officials to assist those people that have got accommodation that would like to come forward. But as far as the government is concerned, we believe we have enough rooms and accommodation for our tourists, including B&Bs, hotels, and so on. The Minister of Transport is responsible for transportation. I know that there are certain taxis and agencies that have been asked to ensure that there are buses, there are taxis, even from hotels to the stadium, from B&Bs to the stadium, to the hotel, to the airport. Those kinds of logistics are being dealt with by the Minister for Transport. In terms of MINMAX, yes, we've had our MINMAX last year. We've had one this year. We are going to have another one just before the World Cup, which will be, again, to ensure that we monitor that everything is in place and that the projects that we have set up are actually up to speed and ready to welcome and to accommodate our visitors come the 11th of June this year. I cannot say much on the airports, Chairperson, because that is falling under the Department of Transport, and I can. What we are doing, we have a committee that is ensuring that each and every department uses other languages. We've actually asked on departments to set up language units. Some of the departments have complied, Chairperson. Some of the departments we are still struggling to ensure that they have language units. But we shall follow up on this matter. We have also called upon provinces to have their language policies. I know there are a few, Gauteng, Eastern Cape, that have adopted their language policies where they have to ensure that the local languages are all included, whether it's documents, whether it's in the airports, whether it's in public spaces, but some of the provinces are lagging behind. So I think those are the issues that we still have to fight on and ensure that they are implemented. I think I've covered most of the areas, but I also know that, Chairperson, on the Africa Day, institutions have their own programs. Freedom Park could have organized their own program. I know that the Windy Brow also want to organize their own program for 2010. For Africa Day. Our Africa Day, as we said, will be on the 29th of May. So some of the institutions will be running some programs on the 25th of May. Thank you. Because the 29th was the day we were able to get officials from the AU. Thank you.
More questions, honorable members? There's none. I speak. When you arrive in some countries at the airport and other places, you have these kind of videos playing all the time, telling you about the country, showing you cultural activities, sharing with you whatever you need to share. And South Africa could even share our history from the times of difficulty to the times of freedom and now. Are you aware whether we've got any such displays at some strategic
areas. We've not had anything mentioned about what we call custodians of our culture, traditional places, mishate, palaces, royal places. Will you take this into account when you deal with your tour guide? I know this, that's what we share with traditional leaders, that's what the other department shares with them. But it's a common sharing. In the rural areas, this might become some of the most interesting places. We are informed by the media that we'll have self-employing people coming to the country, 40,000 of them, the sex workers. Some have raised questions whether this will not lead to tax clashes between the visiting and the local ones, and create xenophobic activities by some undisciplined workers. It's the over 40,000 is a lot. There will be talk of people taking our jobs. I'm not supporting any argument. All I'm saying is that as arts and culture and issues of MRM and other related matters touch us, are you aware of anything in place that may not escalate to something? We've never hosted this large number at one time from abroad. It's a first, like it's a first to host the World Cup. At the cultural village, you said there'll be a variegation. I want to believe including local brews like umtomboti, like marula drink and that kind of stuff, that the picture will be complete with the traditional and African indigenous brews. I've not mentioned tototo because I'm not so sure whether it has been Mampuru, whether it is legal to sell tototo. I'm not so sure. This poster that you'll be distributing, you've mentioned several places, but you never mentioned these kind of one-stop garages, like a Petroport, as you pass Pretoria, and many other such places. Don't you think these posters or this place could also help if they are there? Almost every vehicle will stop there for petrol and look at these things. And they'll be safer there too, because it's not easy to go and vandalize at a garage. And finally, I heard a rumor that honorable members will be trained to play vuvuzela and disco dance and other stuff. I think I heard this rumor in Parliament. Are you aware of that, and are you part of that training that will happen? When we are done with this, unless there are other questions, we'll then deal with the issue of possible recommended places that the committee can visit before June 11, and even after between the World Cup, so that we cannot visit like any other person. We visit and make observations at the same time. And I want to believe we'll get the Director General's hotline, and I already have the hotline of the minister. We can talk any time of day or night if there are critical issues that need attention.
I think we'll also need those hotlines during this period without confusing our roles. So that if there are certain things that embarrass all of us as South Africans, we can bring them to your attention as soon as possible. So that discussion of possible places to visit will be my last question so that we can get your suggestions. But the committee will still make a final decision.
I was just asking the TC to answer the question.
The one on self-employment. Oh, there are questions.
I think the others are rumors in the media we can't answer, we can't plan for. Whether it's about sex workers, I don't know how to plan for that. All I know is that we are training children and we are making sure that our police also are aware of human trafficking that could occur and abuse of children. We have life science in the schools, working with NGOs and the government to ensure, and our schools, to ensure that children are safe, and the police, of course. But beyond that, I think it's very difficult to plan on these issues. People could come, they may not come, and there's nothing much we can do about it. The other issues, okay, in terms of the visits, I think we can propose a visit to ASCAPE here in Cape Town. We would propose also a visit to Windy Brown, where we know that the projects have already started. We can also propose a visit to the Opera House in Port Elizabeth, which will also be one of our host cities that are taking place. I know the State Theatre in Pretoria, there are a number of activities, including the exhibition on the Rivonia Trial, including some performances also on the Rivonia Trial that will be starting soon.
Honorable Maluleka says all the suggestions made till here are in urban areas. There are no possibilities for our rural areas.
Yes, I would say we have the Mapungubwe Arts and Culture Festival. I think that is in the first presentation that was made by DG, which takes place, which will be taking place in June. We also have, during the World Cup now, we also have the Wild Coast, which will be taking place in Port St. John's, which is the Wild Coast SDI Festival, which is indigenous African traditional music that will be taking place there. What we can do is to ask the DG to give the members through the chair the conduct, the details and the contact numbers of the organizers in the different provinces, but also the actual dates of these concerts. I think we'll also invite members to participate in the Africa World Cup, which will be, no, not World Cup, Africa Day, which will be taking place on the 29th of May, and perhaps also at the Carnival, which will be taking place from the 4th to the 6th of June this year. maybe what we'll do, DJ, is to just send a list with the activity and the dates, and perhaps the chair can deploy the honorable members to the different activities and the contact details of people organizing. I think Windy Brown, the Opera House. Okay. We will send the details. On the intellectual property chair, I can't speak to that one. We don't have the details of this matter. We don't know whether it's true that this person was actually the artist or not. It's his word against their word, so I don't know how to intervene in that one, or maybe it's just a rumor in the media. I don't have information on that.
Minister and the DC, what about the big festival in
Orlando
opening ceremony? Because you're saying so it is not going to the it's just an it will be an oversight you'll come and report that everything has gone well when you come back to the committee again.
So we're going to do oversight.
It's oversight.
That one we have nothing to do with it except just to make noise and say, we must see our artists there. It's organized. They told us it's private money. It's organized by FIFA and their partners, Sony. And they have engaged a company in Los Angeles called Control Room. And they are selling their tickets at CompuTicket. And even ourselves, we don't have any say and control. So it's a private one. Thanks. Honorable members, no, if we have a say at the Cape Town, we will accommodate the members or anyone that is organized through the department.
Yeah, that anticipates in my connecting question. When members visit all these places, who pays for access? Is it the portfolio committee budget? Is it members? Or do they accept the visit by the committee pro bono? The Art Cape, Windy Brown, Opera House, when members go there on oversight, and part of that oversight is to experience what's happening there, to watch who's participating, who's not participating.
No, oversight. Parliament, between you and Parliament, you remember that you are independent. And Parliament must pay if you must go there.
Okay.
I believe the committee has a budget.
I was just talking about access. So, Honorable Mala.
This situation, event like this, we just to make arrangements with the organizers in that place, and I think they'll always welcome the committee.
Okay, thank you. On possible places of visitation, I've not heard the name of Mpumalanga. Is there nothing? The most rural provinces, you have Eastern Cape, you have Mpumalanga, you have Limpopo, and also Northwest KwaZulu-Natal.
I think there's something from each province that we have mentioned. I know there's a craft hub, a big one, that Mpumalanga is doing. It's an extravaganza.
A minister that would suggest. Please.
I thought, you know, my suggestion was that at least you send us a list of all
yeah.
and then we can then decide on which ones you are going to. But it must cover everything.
And we also have this document,
yeah.
you presented today.
Yeah.
Any other question, Honorable Member? Because there's still other items on the agenda. Nothing.
Then it means we are free to go home.
We want to ask Honorable Nyalungu to thank you on our behalf for the presentation and the interaction with our question. Honorable Nyalungu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to thank all people who are gathered here, the MP, the Minister, the DG, and your colleagues, DG. I say thanks for the information you have given to our reach today. So I think we are looking forward for more. Thank you.
You are released. Thank you.
Sorry for your information. Honorable Minister was given a new name by the African chief Nana.
Abba Emisa.
Nana Abba Emisa.
I was given this name in Ghana.
Yeah, the Nana is royalty.
Queen.
You are queen.
I'm the queen of Ghana.
Thank you.
I nearly forgot. Bye-bye.
We are on item 4, adoption of minutes. We begin by looking at minute of the 21st, April. You remember we raised issues with the minutes and said they must come back. We are on page 1 of that set of minutes. Page 1. I have an issue with the last paragraph, second line. He indicated that with respect to item 2, reasons must be provided. As I want us to add, as some members, but we have not said all members, as some members were apologizing, not every time, too often. There's no member who apologizes every time. Are we agreeable to that amendment? No objection. Thank you. We are on page 2 of the minutes of the 21st April. Any input by honorable members? I have a few on this page. Consideration of minutes. The chairperson put the minutes of 24 March 2010 before the committee. Members suggested changes and corrections. Again, those changes and corrections don't appear. I thought our agreement was that they should appear. Am I right? So, Secretary, that was the most important thing, that those corrections should happen. Before that, a consideration of draft report. I think the corrections that we suggested have not been made. Agreed, honorable members, because we said, well, honorable Maluleke raised the issue, it was debated and discussed, and it's the committee that actually came to that conclusion. We debated this and we agreed. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Secretary, that has not been effected. Then, re-item 3, paragraph 3 under item 3. The publication of reports in the past was raised and the committee resolved after a thorough discussion of the document not to adopt it. It also resolved to interact further on the issue. I think we clearly added not to adopt it as a report of the portfolio committee. If it stops here, it suggests we rejected it. That's not what we did. We said we cannot adopt it as a report of the committee. Am I correct? Then, the following one line paragraph. A point was made on abiding only to written procedural guidelines. We corrected that English that day. And unfortunately, I have not brought my corrections, but I think we were saying a point was made to abide only by the written procedural guidelines. Am I correct? We made that correction that day. Next paragraph, no, next page is page 3. The chairperson further informed the committee about books that were donated by Aniki Board of Puka Publishers. We made corrections here and they have not been reflected. The only correction that was made is it's no longer Aniki Board of Puka, is of Puka Publishers. The books were subsequently distributed to honorable members at the meeting. We made that correction. It's not here. With these corrections, we've rectified what we could. The only thing we cannot rectify is members suggested changes and corrections because they are not reflected here. So we don't know what they were, and therefore it's very difficult to deal.
Before the chairperson presented to the committee an invitation, he said that the committee also said that there is the interaction. We also corrected.
Yeah, what page is that?
The same page we were on the third page, the last one.
Oh.
The first paragraph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sentence, the last sentence.
committee.
Is it the first paragraph?
The first paragraph, the second sentence.
The chairperson says that, informed the committee, that one. The chairman presented the committee to the committee an invitation to participate
in. The one before that.
The committee was also informed that the department would carry the cost. Mm-hmm. Where are we?
The committee also said that they're there.
The committee, you see that paragraph? So the second line from the bottom up.
On page 3?
Yeah. The first paragraph.
Okay.
It starts with the committee.
Oh, yeah. The committee also said that there should be interaction with the Trade and Industry Committee on the Intellectual Property Bill. The committee also said that there should be interaction with the Trade and Industry Committee on the Intellectual Property Bill. So you have one where this one is not corrected. So it means you've got the older one. The one older than this one. Okay, so that one is correct. Now, we've made corrections where we could.
I'm really tired of correcting minutes every time in this meeting. Honestly, you know. Last time we went through this, the meeting before, last meeting we went through this, and now we are again sitting, correcting minutes. I thought, you know, after the minutes have been corrected, they will be presented to you, maybe, and the secretary will, just so that you go through them, and then they be given to us before the meeting. So that when we come here, if there are problems, we just highlight those where there are problems and then we adopt with amendments or corrections or whatever. But I don't know. It's a bit tiring. It saps one's energy.
Honorable members, any comment?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that the management committee, maybe after Uganda finishes the minutes, before the minutes come to the this brother meeting, why maybe the minutes can go to the management committee and maybe can see all the things. And when you come here to the meeting,
any other comment, honorable members? Honorable
Chua. I second the second suggestion that we can't keep on correcting the corrected minutes, and it really consumes time, and then I become tired.
I shall not speak in parables and riddles, because that will not take us anywhere. The thing that worried me that day when we made the corrections, I personally noted that the secretary was not really aggressively recording our amendments. I'm not surprised that we have a final product like this one. You see, to have a line on page 2 that member suggested changes and corrections, and we made it very clear they should be factored in those corrections. And now that they are not here, I begin to wonder whether the document in which we made corrections is still available with the secretary. And if so, why he has not factored those changes here, as we recommended. There's nothing the management can do, because in every committee you have a secretary whose responsibility is, amongst others, to take minutes. The management cannot take over the job of a secretary. They can assist, but they cannot take over that job. Now, these several other places where we made corrections for the second time, and that was not taken, with due respect, I don't think that the responsibility of management committee to write minutes and this and that is simply that the secretary here neglected his responsibilities. And I think this committee must be very clear. This is not acceptable, it's not tolerable. It sabotages the work of the committee and it takes us back. And if there's a way to slow down the progress and success of the committee, this is one of the best ways to do so. So I think basically what we're saying is that these minutes must go back, and those corrections must be factored in, and we'll look at these minutes for the last time in our next meeting. This is wasting the committee's time. It's not acceptable. I hope you note that, Mr. Lusanda. This is not correct. This is wrong. This is undermining this committee. It must stop. We can move. Do we agree the minute we have to come back again? Because we cannot adopt them as they are. But I hope the corrections we made today are not lost again. We go to the minute of the 5th May. Paragraph 1. Page 1, getting tired.
Sir?
Yes?
There are some things that are said in the meeting which don't really need to be managed. So it says here the chairperson indicated that they were on item, and said that on arrival the previous night members were welcomed by heavy rain, that this morning they were being welcomed by him. He said that some were welcomed by a Cape doctor. So this is a report that we have to submit to Parliament. I'm just wondering why would Parliament be interested in reading this?
Yes, I've noted that paragraph too. I think, like today, we think the DG will play this role in the soccer team, and the minister de Vuvuzela, and I'll be goalkeeper. It should not be in the minutes. It's very obvious. It's very clear. So, basically, what we're saying here is the chairperson welcomed the people, and those other things are not necessary. So let's move to page 2. Page 2, paragraph 2, the welcome part must come where we have removed the other thing. And then you have, he also welcomed PMG, saying that they appreciated their presence. It's not they, I think it's the portfolio committee, because that they there you don't even know to whom it is referring. I think you're referring to the portfolio committee. Paragraph 3, on item 2, the chairperson inquired as to whether there are any apologies. The R is not there. whether there any apologies.
But then there's an apology recorded.
To which apology are you referring to? A Democratic Alliance, DA. And this is that, yeah?
That's an apology.
No, first page one is attendance. And already at attendance, we should have indicated that she indicated that she would leave the meeting early because of other commitments. And that would have dealt with the issue of apologies without us having to repeat it later. In this page, she was present, isn't it? Yeah, you were present. There is a difference between an apology that translates into not being present, and the apology where a person comes but asks to leave earlier.
Mm.
You cannot put that under apologies.
You see, you are correct. You see here under present, you record Honorable van der Waals' name and in brackets there put that she indicated that she would leave earlier.
Yes.
And then you have here, it's that, you have present and then you have apologies on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will record the names of people who apologize. That's all you do. So you don't go into the next page and then say you will put apologies on that page as the secretary.
Not unless we are suggesting that we change the format, because that is the format of the minute. The format, unless
it must be something new.
Unless we are suggesting a different format.
But that's how minutes are recorded.
How is suggesting a different
that's
format?
How minutes that are recorded.
All we're saying is that when a person, for example, when we get word that so and so will come late, when we write the minutes, we indicate that so and so was reported to say to come late, you note it as attendance. Now, apologies are meant, that paragraph apology is meant for people who will not be there, but who have submitted their apology. So, it means we don't have an item on apologies here. Am I correct? We should have had a separate item, apologies, which does not include the one who asked to leave earlier. Did we not have apologies that day? We didn't have.
You see, on your first page,
mm-hmm.
you have the present, and you have, even if there were no apologies, and then under that heading, apology, you just state none, if there were no apologies. It has to be stated there that there were no apologies.
Yes.
So that if someone comes into the meeting, into this meeting, and they say, no, but I've raised my hand, and then it was recorded there that it has not been raised in this meeting. You see, if someone comes and claims that they did send an apology, but it's recorded here that it has not been, it was not raised in this meeting, it never reached this meeting. And that's the record of the meeting.
Honorable members, I think that is our instruction, how we want this done. there must be an item apology, which if none was submitted that day, we say none. And the early departure of Honorable Van der Walt must be indicated in brackets opposite her name, because she attended and only left early. We are back to page 2. That means paragraph 3, which talks about, indicated that she would not stay for the whole meeting. We delete that whole paragraph. Because that aspect is accommodated under attendance opposite the name of Honorable Van der Walt.
You don't record whether or not the chair asked if there were any apologies. You just record it under apology that there were none.
Yeah.
What part was it?
This, you see, now we've recorded in brackets opposite the name of Honorable Van der Walt that she requested to leave earlier. Then the next item would be apologies, because here we're talking only about honorable members. Then you, it, after Honorable Msweli, we have apologies, none. And then we come to in attendance, that. So, which means when we come to paragraph 2, the chairperson inquired as to whether there are any apologies that we delete completely. Yeah. The chairperson proceeded to invite the department to present on item 3. We need to name that item. Because the person who doesn't have the agenda will not even know what item we're talking about, except after reading what follows. Am I correct? We need to mention what item that was. That paragraph that follows, the last four lines, he indicated that he had brought along colleagues and introduced them, so that the DG informed the committee that they had started with some interviews. I think we want to say that the department had started with some interviews. To make it clear, is the Department of Arts and Culture. And probably by July there would be no one acting. Furthermore, he assured the committee that the issue of gender was receiving attention. I think we were saying the issue of gender in the new appointment was receiving attention. It was not gender broadly. It was in terms of interviews are being sensitive to gender issues. Honorable Malulek.
But then it must be gender representation or whatever. It can be of gender.
Yeah, gender representation. So we'll correct that accordingly.
In the event that that's not what the teacher said, he actually said what he said in,
so
the way it is captured. If that's a good
honorable member, I remember, thank God I'm old, but my memory is not old. Well, just what you said, and he said, this lady, the COO, said, for example, this lady who's here, the issue of representation. She's brand new in the department. And that's how he indicated that in this process of interviewing, the issue of gender representation is being taken seriously. For example, this lady, the COO.
You know, Rosanna, you know, you see, you say in the event the DG did not say this. You see how wrong that is. Because you are capturing the minutes. And now you say, what if he didn't say that?
I guess what I'm saying, Mr. Malam, is that what I write is what I capture, what I take from the physical talking.
So you are saying this is what the DG said?
I put it as such.
So you are saying this is what he said?
Yeah. Because I have my notes, I check. So if like I have to put it like it differently, it's not like actually what was said.
No, I think it's a collective memory here. And if our collective memory suggests that it was the issue of gender representation in appointments in the department, that is the correct thing that was said. And English is not our mother tongue. If I come here and I say, I arrived late because I have a leg, in my mother tongue, like Venda, Linamrenge, it means my leg is painful. But because English is not my mother tongue, I can come here and say, I have a leg. It doesn't mean the secretary must write, I have a leg, because it's completely meaningless in English. Part of secretarial work is to capture the core of what a person or a committee resolves. It's not, I think, I was guessing myself, I say many things in wrong English. It doesn't mean we capture it that way. Part of secretarial job, it includes editing, you see, so that we stick to the meaning, the intention of the statement that was made.
Sure. You know, I just want to repeat this again. You see, at the end of the day, this report, this what we are going to report, present Parliament as a report, is a report of this committee. So it's a reflection on this committee. It's not about what we think is right and it's not. We must just do things correctly.
Chair, yes, I fully agree. I think one must just determine what is the aim of a set of minutes, and it's basically to give the gist of what was said, resolutions taken, and I think we don't need to include, it's not a verbatim report or a transcription. And any frivolous, extraneous things that are said on the side need not be minuted. So I would fully agree what was said earlier that in opening and welcoming, it is just stated that the chair opened and welcomed everyone present. I don't think we have to go into absolute finite detail as to what and how and who, and because the list of who's present is in any case added. So I think we should. Especially this first part, I find it's way too much, it doesn't have any substance, and that only we really start getting into the flesh in terms of the presentation and serious questions asked and answered.
We must acknowledge, honorable members, that when we arrived, yes, new people, especially we new people, one of the concerns that was raised was the quality of minuting. It was made very, very clear even to a meeting of chairpersons to say the standard of reporting and recording minutes needs serious attention. And what you are doing now is exactly what needs to do to transform that culture of minuting into quality minuting. So we proceed. That's what the collective memory tells us happened. Then, next paragraph, the last two lines, he pointed out at the outset that the main priorities of the year were the cultural law third amendment bill and the community library bill. I thought they presented four. that presentation that day, they presented four bills.
We also need to be consistent. If we talk about the DG, it must be the DG throughout. If we talk about Mr. Wakashe, it must be Mr. Wakashe throughout. Because now you have the DG and you have Mr. Wakashe. So these are two people to someone who's not part of the DG.
Yeah. It's another thing if you want to break monotony, you say Mr. Wakashe, the DG,
mm-hmm.
because then it's connected. Thank you very much. It helps. So I'm suggesting that let us. No, speak loudly. Let other members hear, so that they can also assist me in evaluating.
This is not about all four of them. It's about the priority for the year.
The priority for this year.
For this year. Yeah. It's not about all of them, although they presented on all four.
Honorable members, I've gone through the minutes, and there's no way where the other two are mentioned. If it said the priority and the other two were the following, is another matter. But if we've not captured, you remember we took time to go one by one, I even said structured approach, and we dealt with all four. I don't mind saying the priorities were these two, but the others to be considered were the following. So we've lost them in our minutes. We need all four. We agreed,
yes.
Because that was what was presented, and I believe the secretary has that document. Remember this issue of bills? We fought a long, long battle demanding we need to know. Now that when they come and present for us to know, we lose them in our minutes. Can we agree to include all four that were presented?
Chair, I think just in terms of a true reflection, I would suggest that it's stated that the four bills were presented. However, because it was said that the following two will be the main priorities, because it does give a very specific direction for the department.
So we include all four, but indicate the priority of these two. Thank you. Then this paragraph that says the next one, the chairperson after asking for engagement by members at the end of the presentation, invited departmental experts to add to the presentation. He also proposed a structured approach to the engagement, dealing with one bill at a time. Honorable Manlek? So we're still looking the last paragraph there on page 2. The chairperson, as he was preparing to close this segment of the meeting, raised the issue of the Castle of Good Hope while he was also appreciative of the teeth being brought to what he termed the core function of the department, namely the transfer of funds. He further said that he was happy that the teeth were growing.
I know.
You remember, basically, what we were saying is that while the department was serious about her core function, You remember, through these proposed bills, among them, they were saying this bill will give authority, will give power to the department to interact meaningfully and also in the area of policy and strategic plans. They will inform the agencies or agencies or what you call them, stakeholders. The department will be able really to entities to have power in terms of policy strategy. And while these entities will determine their own business plans and strategies, they will be informed by those of the department. And among these bills were bills which were actually proposing those powers for the department. So that's what we meant. And what you have here, nobody can understand where we're coming from and where we're going. Is that our collective memory? We move to page 3. The chairperson emphasized that it was important for the committee to satisfy itself about the extent of consultation, thereby calling for more information to enable it to make intelligent decisions. He thanked the department and asked it to convey to the minister the committee's understanding for not making it the committee's understanding for her not making it to the meeting owing to cabinet commitment. There was a cabinet meeting that day. But this paragraph as it stands does not convey the gist of the focus of what we were dealing with here. We were dealing, you remember, honorable members, with the issue of public hearings and consultations. You, honorable members, had raised questions as to whether adequate consultations and public hearings were done. So that is the issue. All what's said here relates to that issue, but we don't have it. Now, my summary was, we have listened to the presentation of the department on issues of consultations and whatever. And we said, in fact, they should, that's what we resolved, provide us with a document which carries whatever consultations they've done, so that when we determine for ourselves whether further public hearings and consultations are necessary, we should also have that at our disposal. That was the gist of the summary. So could we pass that on that note? He thanked the department and asked it to convey to the minister the committee's understanding. The committee's understanding here. For not making it to the meeting owing to cabinet commitment. Basically, that was the issue, whether the English is the best format there. It's another matter. The chairperson thanked the department and asked it to convey to the minister the committee's understanding for her not making it to the meeting, and I've added owing to cabinet commitments. You remember, even indicated in my cell phone, I have a message to that effect. The following paragraph, in reciprocating, the DG thanked the chairperson for what had been said and promised to convey to the minister the committee's wishes. Do we want to say wishes there? Because I thought we said we appreciated the input that they gave us that day, and they should convey to the minister our appreciation for that good input that they made to us. They made a very good input on the bill. I think we were appreciating that. He also averred is when you refer to something. It usually does not come with a degree of seriousness that you need. Because basically what we said one of the issues that remains to be solved is the issue of the Castle of Good Hope, and that in our further meetings we'll need to work towards finality on this issue with the minister. Basically, that was the issue. We then say, the corrections are so many. Rather than approve these minutes with amendments made, we should wait for the amended version. So we'll be having two amended versions that we'll need to approve. I think the minutes are so many, we cannot approve now. Are we agreed on that?
Just, you know, in all fairness to Lusanda, now I remember there was a time when, I don't know when this stopped, whenever secretaries record minutes, they would also have with them a small gadget, recording gadget. And that helps a lot. I wonder if Lusanda don't want to check in the committee section whether or not you still have those recording devices, so that you can use that. It really helps a lot.
I agree with you, it might help. But honorable members will also remember that we had a huge pile of unprocessed minutes. And when they landed before us, we went through all of them. And at the end of that process, we congratulated him for very good work. That bundle of minutes were done extremely well. And now we're dealing with a set of minutes at a given time. I'm surprised what has actually happened. So take seriously what he's saying. But also we said that day he should go through the minutes himself several times before he multiplies them. Because you see, there are linguistic things and other things that if you go through, you could have corrected on your own. Okay, we'll pass that on that note. We'll get to that in our next meeting. Under any other business, I thought this is of urgency. To look at the oversight visits of the committee. Suggestions that have been made are useful, but the department cannot restrict us to where we want to go. We can even go to places, if we think necessary, where they have not, which they have not listed, as long as we show there will be work to be done there, there's something there. I know people are interested in Robben Island and other areas, but maybe for now all of us realize 2010 is very urgent, is here with us. Maybe we should begin there. And we've been given a list. Do you want to indicate where we want to go? It's at Cape, Western Cape, Windybrow, Opera House, PE, State Theatre, Pretoria, Mapungubwe in Limpopo, Wild Coast FDI, Port St. Jones, then there's Africa Day, basically participating and film. We've also added Mpumalanga because it was not in the list. So we must take what we can bite. I know other portfolio committees, they go out and hit three provinces at a go. Here, there. So let's see what we want to do. They said they'll send us the list, but if they said they'll add a few other things, but maybe some things we have already, that does not mean we'll not look at that list when it comes. But I just am afraid things are at the door with 29 days to that. And also you should remember, committees do oversight by going, participating, seeing, observing. So nothing stops us from doing our work. As long as it is approved and authorized, and we'll report when we come back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chairperson. I was thinking that maybe from like other committees, maybe they take 1 week to visit maybe 3 to 4 provinces.
Yes.
I'm just saying that
so that we identify the provinces first,
yes,
and then we identify what we want to visit in those provinces. Okay. What provinces do you suggest?
Really, like in Gauteng, there are two
Let's deal with provinces first.
Okay.
You're suggesting Gauteng?
No. Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga.
And Limpopo.
Yeah, I won't forget. Yeah, I think we are four here from the Pumalanga Cape. Yeah,
Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga and Limpopo and what else? And you want us to start with those. And then the next round, we take some urban provinces plus a rural one. Okay. We have Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KZN, and Eastern Cape, they have suggested, I mentioned that thing, Wild Coast, isn't it? FDI. We take that one. Because also we must be certain that we go where there's something. It doesn't help to go where there's nothing, except if you want to check something. Do we take that one, the FBI, in Eastern Cape? Mpumalanga?
Could I please excuse me? I have another meeting starting in 3 minutes.
Now, thank you very much for your contribution. you are at 2. And we are supposed to finish at 12:30.
Should be bound by our decision.
If the minister talks about the
are we agreed?
Yeah.
I want us to agree on the following set of provinces. We don't have Gauteng. Do we take Gauteng? I mean next set.
Yeah.
And Free State.
Is that for the next round?
Yeah, for the next round.
Northwest.
Northwest. And
Northern Cape.
What other provinces left? We have 8. Which one did we forget? Western Cape. Now, well, Western Cape we can throw into this lot because it's here.
The first lot.
No, no, to the second lot. Yeah. It's not difficult, it's here in Western Cape. So, honorable members, we've agreed for the first slot, we take an Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KZN, and the second set is Gauteng, Free State, Northwest, Northern Cape, and Western Cape. And you said, the secretary and I, we'll look at the list that are available and submit a proposal. And when we submit this proposal, the sooner the better. Because
yes.
When they give you that permission, you are also excused from whatever sittings will be there. And I don't think there will be many sittings after the budget votes in the EPCs. So just remain open so that when we get these approvals, okay?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Yeah.
I was of the opinion that it's better to cluster the provinces that are closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't move from here and the next day you are going to Limpopo, the third day you are going to Eastern Cape, and then the third day you are going to Northern Cape. We will fail. We start to the furthest and then meanwhile coming back.
Let me ask an unwise question. If we go to Eastern Cape, and from Eastern Cape we go to KwaZulu-Natal,
mm-hmm.
and from KwaZulu-Natal we go to Mpumalanga,
mm-hmm.
and from Mpumalanga Limpopo,
yes.
And the next set, say we go to the Free State, Gauteng, Northwest, and Northern Cape. You can still connect. The second set. The first I said Eastern Cape. Is right. Second set. Let's say we go to the Free State, Gauteng, or maybe the Free State, Northern Cape.
Yes, yes.
Gauteng.
The Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Just repeat. Free State.
No, the Free State is
Northern Cape. Free State, Northern Cape.
Northwest.
Or Free State, Northwest.
And then
Free State. Free State, Northwest.
No. You start with the Northwest.
Okay.
Houghton, Free State, Northern Cape, and Northwest.
No, it starts with the Northwest.
Northwest is number one. And?
And then Houghton.
Is number two.
Yeah, they're close.
Free State is number three.
And then Northern Cape.
Is number four. Western Cape is number five. Let us be together. Secretary, the ministry in the department have promised to send us the full list and interesting dates. That email, let us have that by tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. So that if we get this early tomorrow, we'll create space and work on that so that we submit by Friday. We submit by Friday and wait for approval. We'll do the two sets together and indicate the time for the first set and the time for the second set. Is that okay? Okay. Now we're done with that. We come to this issue of Mount Nelson Hotel. I have now received a letter of apology from those who disappointed us. Do you want me to read the letter? Okay. It's a short one. No, it's very short. As you will travel, Mana, I leave the address. Conference at the Mount Nelson Hotel. With regards to the recent conference held at the Mount Nelson Hotel in Cape Town, I would like to sincerely apologize for the obvious miscommunication on my side, which resulted in your group arriving at the hotel without final confirmation and or payment from Travel Manor. Parliament of South Africa is our top priority account, and all the travel requests managed for Parliament is usually double-checked prior to final confirmations are sent to the various stakeholders. I assure you that errors of this nature are uncommon and not the usual high service standards pertaining to Travel Manor. I sincerely apologize once again for the inconvenience this may have caused to the group, and I assure you of my best attention at all times. With thanks, Diana Lupsa, Team Leader, Operations, Harvey World Travel Manor. Is this accepted by honorable members? Okay. So it's only those who subjected us twice to failure or dysfunction of gadgets who have not yet come back to us. We still want that letter. Because unless they write it, we won't know whether it won't happen again. Thank you, honorable members. Okay. We close this meeting and have only 5 minutes for ANC honorable members, so the rest are released. We're not chasing you, but be quick because we don't have time.
Africa AIDS member.